If you haven't been with us for the past 2 weeks, if you're a guest here, a big welcome to you. I just want to let you know what we've been doing for the past 2 weeks. We're in this parish season right now called Life is a Gift. So we're spending 4 Sundays celebrating the gift of life, especially pro-life, this pro-life view. And today's the 3rd out of 4 homilies. And today what we want to focus on is this gift of life, particularly the gift of choice. Two of our active parishioners here, two people who are here, they once got pregnant before they were married. And because of that, they were afraid of being rejected. They were afraid of being judged by the church. So they knew abortion was a legal option, but they chose to continue their pregnancy. And they came to talk to me at that moment, and they gave me permission to share this, and we remember the meeting a bit differently. I said to them, a baby is always good news. Certainly a sin has occurred, and you will both need to go to confession and live chastely, but your baby is a gift from God. And they said, Father Justin, you're the best priest ever. That's a quote. Of course not. So anyway, they kept on coming here for Mass, and my love for them hadn't changed. And they realized that everyone else who knew them, their love for them hadn't changed. So they kept on growing spiritually, and they've been growing so beautifully ever since then. And one beautiful thing that happened is there was another couple who got pregnant before they were married. And so I asked this couple, can you talk to them? Can you counsel them? Can you show them the path to keep on going towards God? In 2010, St. Paul's Hospital, Vancouver, St. Paul's Hospital received their first baby at what's called Angel's Cradle. You know what Angel's Cradle is? Angel's Cradle. So what it is outside the emergency door of St. Paul's, they have this window. You can actually open it up. And what it's designed there for, it's designed that if a mother feels she can't take care of her baby, she can actually drop off her baby. As soon as the sensor is triggered, an alarm will sound, the nurses will come, they'll pick up the baby, they'll contact the Ministry of Children, and then they'll find that child a home. So in 2010, St. Paul's Hospital got their first baby, 2 days old. So presumably, the mother felt, I can't take care of my baby, so someone else can take care of my baby better than I can. And that is a beautiful choice. That's another option that we don't hear enough about. No one gets arrested at Angel's Cradle. There's nothing wrong with it, and it's completely anonymous. What about in the horrible case of rape? Are there any other options other than abortion? I want to show you 2 videos today. And the first video I want to show you is showing that there are other options in the case of rape other than abortion.
My name is Louise. I am 24 years old. I am a mother to an angel. And my angel was born out of rape. I was raped by somebody I knew. And 5 weeks later, I had missed my period. And that's when I knew I was pregnant. I decided to choose life because I wasn't going to let an innocent life pay for one man's intent to hurt me. She hasn't hurt me. She's provided me with healing and growth and new experiences that I never knew that could happen in my life. So if she's not going to pay for what one man's intentions were, because her intent is just to enjoy her life. When people say abortion is needed in cases of rape, I feel that is very unfair. If your body has already started to create life, undoing the process seems very detrimental. I also knew in my heart that there's already a heart beating, there's already a life there, and for me to go and intentionally take away someone's chance at life, that wouldn't sit well with me for the rest of my life. My daughter is my angel. She brings me a lot of hope for the future to let me know that not every disaster has to bring traumatic pain to where you can't cope. It actually can bring about beauty if you look for the beauty in the disaster. So she's my beauty. I am so grateful I made the decision to have my daughter because she's brought me so much joy. Every day I wake up to a beautiful smile, and had I not made that decision, I would have just been left with a disaster on my heart. Becoming a mother has changed me in ways I could never imagine. I feel like the most optimal version of myself. I feel more purpose to each day I live. It's just given me super strength, really. I've drawn a lot of strength internally that I didn't know was there before. So I'm very happy and I love being a mother. What I would say to a woman who has just found out she was pregnant as a result of rape is that there's hope. There's hope beyond just healing from the traumatic experience you've been through and figuring out how you're going to make it for what's to come. I would say don't give up, because if you survived such a traumatic experience and you were gifted with a miracle, then clearly you have more potential than you could ever know. Make a choice you can both live with. Choose life.
It's very interesting. Our society typically is pro-choice. It's always about choice, but they don't talk about these kinds of choices. They don't show stories like this. They don't talk about crisis pregnancy centers. They don't show the ultrasound so that we can make an informed choice. They always look at the choice of abortion. And that's always, of course, the easy way out. And it always causes more pain in the end. The other beautiful choice that we have is the gift of adoption. The second video I want to show you is showing that every child is always wanted.
The very definition of love is a birth mother's love that she has for her unborn child when she chooses adoption as the option for that child. My husband and I met in high school. We were high school sweethearts. We dated throughout high school and then throughout the university years as well. Shortly after university, we got married. And the next step for us was to start a family. And after a few years of trying to have children on our own, it just wasn't happening. And so the next step naturally for me was to turn to adoption. So Kayla Elizabeth is our eldest daughter. She's 9 years old. She became our forever daughter at 12 weeks of age. Kayla Elizabeth's adoption took place through CAS. It's therefore a closed adoption. So her birth parents didn't get to choose the family that we're going to adopt her. CAS chose us. Kayla Elizabeth is a very happy, outgoing, and fun-loving child. And she has brought so much joy into our lives. From the moment I first held her, I fell instantly in love with her. Kezia Faith, our energetic four-year-old, became our forever daughter at birth. She was adopted through a private adoption agency, and her birth parents had full say over who the adoptive family was. In fact, we got to meet with them a couple of times before the birth took place. And they chose for us to be present at the birth. You know, I can say firsthand that after going through two adoptions, that there was this special chamber within my heart that was just hidden. I didn't even know it was there. And the moment I held my first daughter, Kay Elizabeth, it's like this chamber within my heart just opened up. And it's a love that just, I didn't even know existed. And it came so profound and just pouring out into this child. And it's unconditional love that I have for both my girls. Birth mothers might feel that they're being judged or that they are viewed as being selfish and irresponsible in choosing adoption, but it's actually the opposite. They are mature and wise beyond their years, and they're able to make a decision that with a child's needs placed first, and it's all driven by the love that they have for their unborn child. There are hundreds of families waiting across Canada to adopt, and they're just longing to be called mom, be called dad. And it doesn't make any difference if the child has grown with inside you or not. I mean, the love that, again, I experienced was immediate. I would also like to say to women out there who perhaps carrying a baby that's being diagnosed with Down syndrome or health concerns, that there are many families who are waiting to adopt babies with exactly that, Down syndrome and health concerns, and those babies are wanted. Adoptive parents never doubt that the birth mother doesn't love the child, and that's not the reason that they're giving this baby up. It's the opposite. We know how much you love your unborn child, and we remember that always, every time we look into the eyes of our child. Make a choice you can both live with. choose life.
One of the hardest choices to make in life, but a choice God wants us to make, is the choice to forgive ourselves. So a typical situation for us would be a man or a woman are involved in an abortion. They go to confession. They receive God's forgiveness and mercy, but they still can't forgive themselves. And of course, this dynamic applies to a lot of us. A lot of us have done grave sins in our lives. Sex outside of marriage, other sexual sins. We've hurt people that are very close to us. We're filled with this great shame. And I've shared with you before how I've hurt people in confession. And so there's this tremendous guilt. You feel awful. And there's a part of us when we have this, we feel like a part of us hates ourselves. And a part of us feels we should be feeling this misery. That's part of the punishment for our sins. And that's a lie. God still loves us. We're still his children. He wants us to live in peace. He doesn't want us to live in misery. If he's forgiven ourselves, if he's forgiven us, we need to forgive ourselves. God wants us to do penance and to turn our lives around. One of our parishioners who had an abortion, she told me, I have to tell all of you about Rachel's Vineyard. Rachel's Vineyard is a weekend retreat for men and women who have been involved in abortion. What typically happens is about, let's say, a dozen people, they go away for a weekend and they do a lot of prayer and reflection on God's mercy, their own experience, unresolved emotions. And this woman, this sister of ours, she said Rachel's Vineyard just helped her forgive herself, accept God's mercy. And it gave her so much courage to help other people who have been harmed and to help them heal and then to help stop future abortions. There's one last choice we want to celebrate, and it's this 40 Days for Life. We mentioned this last week. So 40 Days for Life prayer vigil, we're going to be doing this in 2 weeks. I said last year we had 307 people participate. That's amazing. This year we're aiming for 400 people. If you haven't done it before, give it a shot. It's really beautiful. There's nothing difficult, really. There's nothing confrontational about it. So in 2 weeks, we're doing it Thursday, February 27th. To Monday, March 2nd. And if I could ask you right now, you've got the cards in at the ends of the pews, please. Would you be able to pass those out to the people besides you so that they can look at the cards, they can think, is God calling me to participate in this 40 Days for Life? If you feel the call, good for you. Thank you for your generosity. It's going to be a great gift. You just sign up. Once you're done, put the card into the collection basket and we'll take it from there. Thank you so much. God is giving us another choice. He's always giving us better choices. Another vision is possible. Whenever I feel like I can't move on, whenever I feel that I'm stuck in life, something's holding me back, 2 questions I always ask myself. First question, if someone I loved was stuck the way I am, like they feel like they can't move on just like me, what would I want them to do? I'd want them to make the choice to be healed. I want them to go for it. So in the same way, we also have to make that choice to be healed. Second question, let's say we're struggling to forgive ourselves. The question I always ask myself when I struggle, I ask myself, does this actually help anyone by not forgiving myself? Does this actually praise God? Doesn't praise God. It's actually saying God can't redeem me. That's bad. No, the truth is God can redeem us. He wants to forgive us. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be healed. God sees us as his children. You are loved and you are good. Nick Vujicic, he is now an evangelist for Jesus. He's gone to 57 countries. He writes books, gives talks. He's now also married with 4 children. The scriptures say, if you choose, you can keep the commandments and they will save you.